The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 261, The Big Switch.
Gabby, say again?
We saw the car parked outside a bar and waited for her to come out. When she did, we rushed the car and arrested her. The problem is, it wasn't Ursula. It's one of the crew members. We're going to interrogate her about Ursula.
Roger that. As soon as you have info, let us know. First and foremost, we need to know if she was on that ship still.
Copy that. We'll get right back to you.
We need to continue tracking this ship and resume course.
Coming about. As soon as we hear anything, I'll set a new course.
This means either she got off at the last port, or never boarded in the first place.
This is exactly what I expected. She has a lot of experience losing the people who try to follow her. Her main goal is to split us up, so there are fewer to deal with.
It's obvious that she succeeded in doing that much.
Even though that's the case, we still have all the bases covered with very capable people. I still think her best option is to find another ship. And that will have to be in the Titan City.
Remember, she doesn't need a big ship. Even a deep space fighter would do.
If that's the case, a rescue mission would be out of the question. A deep space fighter can only accommodate a pilot, co-pilot, and gunner. That would mean she's only out to free Lister.
Realistically, the fighter would only be used to get her to another planet, the closest being Titan III.
There are certainly enough larger ships there to do the job.
I'd still keep a very close eye on Prometheus. She's quite familiar with that ship.
Gabby for Mercury.
Go for Mercury.
I can definitely tell you that Ursula is not on that ship. The woman we've questioned said that she boarded the ship in Titan City and then got off here because she lives here. She said that there was no other woman on the ship.
That is, if we choose to believe her.
I tend to believe her. She was with the IDF as an administrative specialist. She fought against Rage. She said if there was a Rage leader on that ship, she would have known about it. I've taken her personal information and sent it along with a photo to Georgia. She'll run a records check on her.
Head back to Titan City and rendezvous with Joe Mack and Liam. We'll be headed there also.
Roger that.
We'll need to split up once again after we arrive.
If she never boarded that ship, she's had quite a head start on us. She could have found a ride and is on her way back to Titan III.
Everything is speculation at this point.
This message is for all personnel. Records indicate that the person Gabby submitted is a former IDF worker, as she claimed. My assessment is that her claim is legitimate.
Thank you, Georgia.
Setting a course for Titan City.
Georgia, set up a video call to the Prometheus.
Setting up. Video conference.
How are you going to divide us up when we get there?
We'll keep Joe Mack and Liam aboard the Prometheus. Gabby, Marco, and Slame will continue together. You, Simon, and I will search together. Nate and Tam will remain on board. Tam, you will keep an eye on the prisoners.
Sounds good to me.
Video conference ready on monitor one.
Hey, greetings from the Prometheus. What's going on?
We've determined that Ursula never boarded the ship in Titan City, so you need to be aware of that.
Don't you worry about a thing, Joffre. We've been keeping a close eye on all the traffic around us.
Well, we haven't seen anything suspicious.
And knowing Ursula as I do, you won't see anything out of the ordinary.
We plan on splitting up when we arrive. We will need you two to stay on the station while we search Titan City.
I'm good with that. But if we're taking the ship back to Baldabar, I want to fly it.
I don't think that'll be a problem. Gabby can fly the Mercury. We can split the crew up between each ship.
So how do you know she didn't board that ship?
Gabby intercepted the woman driving the vehicle. She said there was no other woman on the ship.
There is no chance she lied?
Georgia ran her identification through the IDF database. It turns out that she's a former IDF soldier. We don't think she'd cooperate with a Rage operative.
You'd hope that's the case. So, what you're telling us is that we have no idea where Ursula could be.
It's pretty obvious to us that she never got on that ship.
It's time we put an end to this.
It's good to be back in D.C. and in our own dimension. To tell you the truth, I never really got used to traveling between dimensions. It's just strange to see a place you know, but there's just something different about it.
Jim told me what a shock it was to wake up in the alternate Mayo Clinic after being shot. He said it was like a bad dream.
That's also when he learned about the IDF and space travelers and aliens.
And that he had a bionic implant along with a telescopic eye.
I was about to say, that must have been a real eye-opener.
Yeah, quite literally.
So what's our next move?
When I went to the Pentagon to inquire about our Major Meredith, I have a contact there that would let me look through Meredith's belongings. They boxed everything up. He retired one day and then was gone that afternoon. They were going to send his stuff to him, but as we've learned, there's no forwarding address except for that DCPO box.
Maybe there's something from his belongings we can use.
Way ahead of you. I sent out a coffee mug hoping for a DNA sample.
Do you think we can get anything off of it?
His envelope was waiting for me. He should have the results.
Well, open it!
Well, all right then.
What?
We have a DNA sample.
That's great, but how can we be sure it's his? Other people handled that cup putting it away.
There was saliva on the inside rim, so we have a pretty good chance of it belonging to Meredith.
So where do we go from here?
We have the IDF at our disposal. They have the latest in DNA equipment. Pierman will send it to the proper lab, and they run it through all the databases we have.
So when do you think we'll get the results?
I'm hoping before close of business tomorrow. The IDF database not only covers all the Earth, but a big part of the galaxy.
I don't know if I'm happy or disappointed that we only have one viable suspect.
Why is that? That's the best possible scenario.
It just makes me feel like we missed something.
We've been very thorough, Scarlet. We've done what we could with what we had.
Again, I hope it was good enough.
Hey, you're back. I see Sam looks happy. You must have stopped somewhere.
Yes, Sam is very happy. Let's just say I got paid. In full.
And I didn't even get a wing.
Well, you said you didn't want any.
No, I said I didn't want to get my hand bitten off. That's okay, I'm on a low-carb diet anyway.
I don't think I could survive that.
So did you get anywhere?
We got across town.
I think what she means is, did we make any progress in the investigation? Yeah, we tailed him to a company that supplies computer services to the Navy.
He either works there or he was making a business call.
I think we need to make a call to clear things up. Certainly Janet knows where he works.
All right, let's find out.
Hello?
Mrs. McMillan, Jim Barnes here. How are things going?
I'm hoping you can tell me.
Well, we followed John to a place called ERP Services. Are you familiar with it? So does he also have an office there, too?
No, he has a private office near the Naval Academy. ERB is one of his closer clients. Most are in the D.C. metro area, or Langley. I'm sorry, I should have made that clear when we first spoke. I was just so upset when I came to see you.
Okay, so he has an office where we initially went, but his private office is near the Naval Academy, and he works with ERB and not for them.
That's right. When he tells me he's going to work, it could be anywhere within 50 miles. Well, at least I know he went to work today. It just seemed odd because he originally told me he had today off.
That's not a problem. We'll follow up on this to make sure he's still there. Can you text me his office address?
I certainly can. And again, I'm sorry for the confusion.
Quite all right. You'll be hearing from me soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.
Well, that sounded interesting. I take it he doesn't work at the place you went to this morning.
No, it sounds like his office is close to us. Check her email in a few.
Did you have any luck finding more about him on those professional networking sites?
Well, there are over 1,000 John McMillans listed on LinkedIn alone. It would be too time-consuming to investigate all of them.
Well, I guess so.
Anything come back from Pierman yet?
No, and I'd be totally surprised if something did come back. It's like you said, this case is at the bottom of the totem pole.
All right, Sam. Time to mount up again. I hope your belly's full for a few hours.
Well, one of them is. Hey, I've been cutting back trying to shrink my stomachs. You know, just because one is full, that doesn't mean the other one is happy.
We'll deal with your other stomach later. Let's go. Kelly, send me any updates. We might be a while.
Okay, will do. Oh, and I'll send any food coupons I come across to help with the budget.
You guys are so great.
Okay?
Yes, I'm fine. It just startled me. And no, I didn't have any flashbacks.
What's the word on Nelson?
He's going through concussion protocols, but he says he's fine. What's happening on your end?
The main office has asked me to look into it. I can't openly say that you're on the case, because officially that's not your job.
I suppose it would be hard to explain why a Chinese interpreter would be working a bombing in Little Italy.
Exactly. That's why, officially, you are on light duty only. We plan to let the local LEOs handle this one. So where are you now?
I'm headed up to my old office. I want to check in with Hernandez and bring him up to speed on Nelson.
All right, let me know if there's any change in his condition. Keep me in the loop on this investigation.
I will. And thank you for letting me do this.
As if I could have stopped you. Thanks for the call.
Hey, what's the latest on Nelson?
They're keeping him for observation.
Ah, so he does have a concussion.
He's going through the protocols now. I would imagine they would want to keep him overnight for observation.
He's a hard man to keep down. Sometimes I don't even think he's human.
Really? Maybe he's just stubborn.
Oh, I'll give you that. He's definitely stubborn.
I'll agree with you on that. So, do you have anything yet?
Yes, but only on the initial blast. Nothing yet on that second one. You guys were really lucky to get out of there on time.
Yes, we were. And you were lucky to have left just moments before. So what do you have?
This is a strange one. The cause of the blast is still inconclusive. The heat generated on the ceiling and sidewalls was off the chart. But the floor, it was virtually unaffected.
How off the chart are we talking?
It's like a lightning bolt hit the ceiling from the floor up. In fact, if the floor showed the same markings as the ceiling, we would have called this one a lightning strike.
That hot?
About 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, or 5 times hotter than the sun.
I don't know any incendiary device that produces that much heat.
Other than Mother Nature, I'd have to agree with you. So for right now, the source has been listed as unknown.
What about the secondary explosion?
Once we recover the trigger mechanism, we'll know a lot more. But there is one thing we know for sure.
That one was meant for us.
Without a doubt. I'm surprised it was on a timer like Nelson said. It seems that they were going to lay a trap for you. They want to make sure that you're in there when it went off.
Yeah, we discussed that. To be on a simple timer, they would have had to know something about our operation, or they just took a wild guess.
That wild guess almost took out 5 of us.
Maybe they were just hoping for some collateral damage of any kind. Or it was just a message.
What message would that be?
Don't get too comfortable.
Well, that was an exercise in futility.
Well, not really. We accomplished the Edison effect.
The Edison effect? All right, I'll bite. What's the Edison effect?
You don't know the Edison effect? When asked if he was discouraged about failing 10,000 times, he said, "I have not failed once. I have succeeded in proving that those 10,000 ways will not work."
That's right. So now we know where she isn't. So all those places have been eliminated.
I suppose that's the optimistic way of looking at it.
So, where do you think she is?
Well, obviously somewhere here in Titan City.
Well, that leaves about 10,000 more places to look.
We're going to begin where we lost her.
Back at the bar? What? You're going to look in that trash can again.
I don't think she'll ever want to go back to that nasty thing. We're hoping the owner knows more than he's told us.
Yeah, so we're going to go there and have a little talk with him again.
Well, good luck with that. He wasn't in much of a talkative mood when I talked with him last.
Perhaps he didn't realise how sincere we were.
And just how do you propose to show him how sincere you really are?
We'll have Joffre interrogate him.
There's something about a 7-foot purple giant with a lightning rod staff in hand that just demands your flaming attention.
When he talks, people have a tendency to listen.
I know I listen when he talks.
Speaking of Joffre, where are he and the Mercury crew right now?
They're in a holding pattern awaiting clearance to land.
Does the Prometheus still have their scout quads on board?
Four of them are in the cargo hold. They're all fueled up and ready to go.
Well, we'll make an initial sweep and then we'll return back and pick up the Mercury's quads and Joffre.
So you've had some time with the Prometheus. What kind of shape is it in?
All systems check out, so it's good to go. And currently there's no defence systems operational, so we would need an escort.
All engineering systems have been checked out. The only thing we haven't done is take it for a test flight.
As I understand it, this ship was stolen by Rage, and they used it quite a lot until the IDF were able to get it back. I'm sure it performed well.
When we were in pursuit of it, there was no indication that it was having problems.
So, I suppose it'll have to go back to the IDF.
Well, unfortunately for you, yes. It's stolen IDF property.
All right, Liam. Take us to the cargo hold so we can get out there and start searching.
There's four quads down there, just in case he could use another hand in the search.
Under normal circumstances, that would help, but we can't leave Liam alone with Ursula on the loose. There should be at least two people here.
If you like, we can trade out when the Mercury gets there.
That sounds like a plan.
All right, follow me. Let's get this show on the road.
You again.
Someone must be desperate.
Or tremendously bored. So what brings you back, Tony?
We'll be landing soon. We have Ursula on the run. She has doubled back to Titan City.
Doubled back or never left?
Doesn't matter. What matters is that we know where she's not. It's now just a matter of tracking her down.
And that's the real reason for your return, isn't it? You want information from us.
It would be beneficial to all three of you if you cooperated. I can assure you, my recommendations will go far with the IDF Tribunal.
We have given it close consideration and have carefully weighed the consequences.
And what is your answer now?
No!
I see. So you still think the whole thing is a joke?
Of course it's a joke. We have no intention of surrendering, because that's what you're asking us to do.
That is ridiculous. How can you surrender when you're already our prisoners? I'm asking you to cooperate for better conditions. You can either go to the cold confines of Boldabar Prison, or be in the open spaces of a lunar penal colony.
You're asking us to violate our oath to Rage and aid the enemy.
In case you hadn't noticed, the war has been over for quite a while.
For us, it never ended. It is victory or death.
Or life in prison, which is what you have chosen.
We have chosen nothing. You have forced this upon us. Perhaps we should make you an offer.
Any offer? Really? What can a prisoner offer his captor?
His life.
My life? Seriously?
You think I'm joking? I do not joke.
Trust me, he doesn't joke.
Are you threatening me, Lister?
Quite the contrary. I am making you a promise. Free us, and you will be safe from harm. I will declare it.
And if I don't accept your offer?
Then I cannot guarantee your safety from those who seek revenge.
Like me!
Well, that does sound very much like a threat to me.
Take it however you wish to see it, Tony Simon.
For future reference, you need not bother us with any further offers.
We'll be landing soon. I bid you good day.
You know, I'm really glad I had a nice lunch before coming back here. It's a good thing that he's still here.
Yep, I see his car. It must be some important business.
He's certainly been in there long enough.
I guess I owe you an apology, Sam.
An apology? What for? The chicken was delicious.
No, I want to apologize for dragging you out here. Then back to the office just to find out this isn't where he works. And then turning right around and coming back. I should have confirmed where his office was.
Not a problem. I told you the chicken was delicious. Now, if we had skipped lunch to do this, then an apology would have been in order.
Well, I appreciate that, and again, I'm sorry.
No time for that. He's on the move. Let me activate my map.
Well, it looks like he's headed back to River Road.
Maybe he's headed back to his office. That would be good news for Janet.
Well, let's hope so. I want to close this one early.
And celebrate?
No, it's a little too early to tell.
Uh-oh, he's turning left. That means he's not going back to his office. Unless he's going shopping, I don't know why he would be headed in this direction. There's a bridge up ahead, and it goes into a town called Edgewater.
Well, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's going to lunch.
That would be awesome.
Look, don't get any ideas. We just about blew the food budget for one day.
He's turning left into that big hotel.
Hotel, huh? Looks like Janet might actually have something to worry about.
The map shows that the parking lot goes all the way around. What do you want to bet he'll park in the back?
I'm not a gambling man, but I think that would be a safe bet. Of course, we can rule out that he might be coming here for lunch.
It's been my experience that when you go to a hotel, you usually go somewhere else for lunch. But on the other hand, when I was on that stakeout in San Antonio, the room service at that hotel was pretty good.
You know, I don't think you ever met a meal you didn't like.
That's true. Just give me a shaker of good old Hongan salt and I'm good to go.
All right, he's pulled in. I'm gonna park over here. Far enough away not to be noticed.
Got your binoculars?
No, I don't need binoculars. Remember, I got a built-in pair. All right, now, what do we have? I see he's getting out and walking over to that parked van. He has something in his hand. Looks like an envelope. Now he's handing it to someone in the van.
Now, this is what I call getting interesting.
What is McMillan doing? Is he trading government secrets? Will Kate learn anything from the bombing? Will Pierman find out information on Meredith? And will the crew find Ursula? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Cloak and Dagger.